Good morning. This is Lydia Aranda, and we are here on a bright, warm Monday morning. Matt Neely, thank you so much for all those headlines. And isolated and scattered. We're going to work on that and hopefully get another downfall.
We want widespread.
We want widespread rain.
Rain everywhere. Rain for everyone.
We like that water coming down in the Sonoran Desert. We're so excited to be here for another episode this Monday, July 7th, just coming out of an Independence Day weekend. I hope everybody had a happy and safe and found some ways to stay cool over the 4th of July weekend. Matt, I'm excited because we have a guest this morning who is going to be so much fun to talk to. She's a good friend and a very common face. She's very well known in community for her work in health and life plans. We have this morning Gabriela Inigo Noriega, who's with Alignment Health Plan. She is their community outreach manager for Pima County, Santa Cruz County, and also Maricopa County, and she serves on lots of boards, volunteers lots of time, and has been a good friend and colleague to so many of us. Gabriela, welcome to Rainmakers.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me, Lydia. It was wonderful to hear from you, and well, happy Monday to some. Buenos dias.
We're excited, as we are every Monday morning, to bring a conversation with folks who are actually making it rain. What we mean by that is helping our Southern Arizona communities, families, small businesses thrive, and also sharing some news about things that maybe we didn't know. So lots of aha moments, we hope, comes out of this conversation, and I've got no doubt with the good work that you do, Gabriela, that we're going to be able to share some things with our listeners that maybe they already know and are going to learn a little bit more about, or maybe they haven't heard of, and they'll find some resources or ideas or information. So once again, thank you for being here this morning. As always, on Monday mornings, we do a little bit of a Rainmakers recap, and it is already the second half of the year. 2025 has gone by so quickly. We've been so fortunate to have many, many different guests talking about expertise and experience in so many areas that help Southern Arizona grow and thrive, focused on wellness, focused on ways of social organizations and nonprofit organizations coming together. We've talked about the importance of having collaborative efforts to create social impact for good. And we've done that in the spaces of food and nutrition. We've done that in the spaces of social impact. We've talked about mental and physical health and things like food assistance and nutrition and where to go find resources or assistance if we need it. We've also talked about resources for small businesses like legal services and other kinds of information that are available to small business owners who may be looking for that extra information. And I think today's conversation with you, Gabriela, is going to hold a good combination of that, because after all, life insurance or health insurance plans are important not just to individuals but to businesses as well, you know?
Yes, definitely. I do believe that just in my experience and being involved so much in both spectrums of life and health insurance, it is very important. It brings awareness to me, who is actively and continuously just like anybody else. We're all the same. There's just some of us hold more knowledge on a specific subject. You know, you're not going to go to a doctor for a mechanic.
That's right.
For car work, you're going to go, you know. So I'm so happy to collaborate and give information on any of these topics.
Thank you. Well, we're going to do a deeper dive in a little bit about the day in the life of someone who's working with health plans like Alignment, and you'll be able to help me understand a little bit more and help our listeners. But before we get into that, let's let our listeners know a little bit more about Gabriela. So you are native. You went to South Point High School, if I recall, in your bio and in our conversations. Full disclosure, Gabriela and I have known each other for a number of years and have had the pleasure of also being able to get out into community events and also celebratory events when folks are receiving awards or raising funds, doing that kind of thing. So tell us a little bit about what brought you to this spot in your career, this place in your life. Where did you come from?
Well, as you said, I'm a native Tutsonan. I'm the fourth of six children. My parents are immigrants. We're from Mexico. They're from Mexico. I was born here. Mm-hmm. And I did have the pleasure and blessing of being able to go to school in Mexico as well. So I have the benefit of being able to, you know, express myself in Spanish and English, fully fluent. And so in just as life takes on different chapters, I've been very involved in transformation. I really believe that we can change our lives at any moment. The awareness and sharing that experience is very important so that it inspires others. Andres Ruiz, who some people might know here in Tucson, is a great friend. He's a speaker for, mm-hmm. It's called, I'm so sorry, I Believe in Myself is his business, and he's a motivator. And he also just expressed to me at one point, you know, just that one thing that you know is enough to bring somebody, to pull somebody forward. So I'm just consistently someone who is in improvement, in change, and I seek to just share all of that with our community and creating a good environment in Tucson and anywhere that I am involved. So I just love service.
Well, that's so, that. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it's also nice that you gave a little shout out to Andres Ruiz here, KBOI The Voice. And he, of course, he's been known as a life coach and a motivational speaker, as you said. And really, it seems to me, what I'm familiar with is that he focuses on student struggles in particular, not exclusively, but in particular, and thinking about stress and time management and certain presentations that help people manage that stress. And stress is a reality. We all have different times where we go through pressures, and you talked about transformation and transition. And as we move through those, just as human beings the late great Prince used to say, this game called life, you know, we go through ups and downs. So it's very nice to not only know that we don't struggle alone, but that there are not only resources and programs and initiatives, but also just people, other people who have made it their focus to try to say, I want to help others. And Andres is one of those, but you're definitely one of those too, because what I have watched and observed and just had the privilege of being alongside you is that in your focus of community and what the needs are, it seems that you don't just look at your profession or your career path as something you go do for certain hours of the day and then just turn off. It seems to always be with you, where you're thinking about how do we bring resources into people. And that happens a lot in struggling times. And summer months, I'm just going to say, with the heat everywhere in the whole country, you know, anytime there's heat, I think we get a little crankier, we get a little more on edge, people get a little bit nervous. But I'm going to say there are a lot of changes going on in our community, far and wide, that are based on economy, that are based on some uncertainties with policies, that are based on, there's been some shifts in how even the nonprofits that are very successful, or community organizations or government agencies right now, are all looking at budgets in a way that's kind of got people a little bit on edge. And part of what we're trying to do here at Rainmakers is make sure that folks know about other resources that are available to them. So with that, I know that I don't want to do too much with this because we're a couple minutes from our first break, but I want to talk a little bit about the fact that July, you know, we're still a little bit new. This is the second week of July, and believe it or not, and July is known for many things. Of course, Independence Day is one of them, but it's also known as National BIPOC Mental Health Awareness Month, and BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. So talking about multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-heritage communities and the mental health awareness. So this is, July is the month where a lot of attention is paid to that. I think that might align well, if you will, with the Alignment Health Plan. A little Monday morning joke there. I think our caffeine's not quite all the way there, but we'll go with it. But I also found this out because every month has so many month themes that we may or may not be aware of. July is also known as National Sewing Month, National Peach Month, and National Hemp Month. Yes, Hemp Month. So we're going to have a lot of fun trying to make some tie-ins to those themes as we talk about health plan. And when we come back from the break, Gabriela, I'm going to be really excited to talk a little bit more about what Alignment Health Plan has to offer for individuals or businesses and what a day in the life as Community Outreach Director for Pima County, Santa Cruz County, and Maricopa County, all very different counties, is like for you when you're doing that work. So, Matt, what do you think? It's going to be an exciting morning.
Absolutely.
We look forward to it. So stick with us. We're going off to our first break. You're listening to Rainmakers, the morning voice on KVOI, The Voice. And we're back. This is your host, Lydia Aranda, for another more Monday morning segment of Rainmakers, the morning voice, positive talk radio here on KVOI, The Voice. Matt Nelia, as always, playing some really great music on the outgoing and incoming. Really appreciate the energy. We are speaking this morning in studio with our guest, Gabriela Iñigo Noriega, who is with Community Outreach of Alignment Health Plan, and she covers three very interesting and important counties. Well, all of our counties in this state are important, but these are very unique. They're different from each other, but make up such a great part of our great state, Santa Cruz County, Pima County, and Maricopa County, which it's unusual that an organization would have Southern Arizona counties together with the primary, you know, Maricopa County in one region. So you have a lot of ground to cover.
I do, and I'm very happy that I get to do this because my main area of coverage is Pima and Santa Cruz County, and I do highly participate in Maricopa County because of the Spanish. And I seek to connect very well and creating impact, positive impact, more importantly, because Alignment Health Plan is, we're one of a few five-star plans in the country, and we're relatively new to Arizona. However, we have great, great response from our members, and that is, you know, people can go to the Department of Medicare and Medicaid Services and look up the Medicare plans that are highly rated. We're one of them. Mm-hmm. In Arizona, we're relatively new, so we haven't, we're not there in that way specifically.
With high numbers, but yeah, with present.
Yes, our presence is definitely, you know, great. Our team in Arizona is very connected. I run into members continuously, and when they know me and they know that I work with Alignment, they sometimes come to me, as anybody can do, having a concern about their Medicare plan and about their specific plan, and I send in a message immediately because I have that immediate connection. Nice. And they will follow up very quickly. So it's I find that we're very proactive in making sure our member is well taken care of.
That's wonderful and so important. I think the navigation of insurance in general, as just a broad brush statement, is always pretty complex. It doesn't always have to be complicated, but it can be very daunting to folks who are just unsure, or in almost any case, if they're coming at having to find something out or discover something or navigate something because of a crisis that's going on or some kind of upset has happened and they're trying to figure out where their policy sits or what benefits they have or what do they need to do next. That's not always the best mental space to be able to attack something like that. So to be able to have access to folks like you who can not only hopefully help answer some of those questions or point people in the right direction at the time of need, but even better yet, be proactive about the planning of that and kind of wading through all of the details in a Medicare plan. And Medicare, as well as Medicaid, SNAP, access here in our state, not only access, meaning having the connection to, but access our Arizona health care cost containment system access agency is really top of the news for many months now because of everything going on in Washington with budgets and the impact to our state We know that our governor just released some budgets that give more money back into some of these plans, and yet none of it's enough. Nobody has enough money for all the kinds of support and resources and healthcare that's probably needed. But we need to be sharing this information and let people know where to go, what to ask, who to see, and who's available to help them. And it sounds like you're in just the right spot, not only in your daily role, but so help me understand, do you have others on your team that you help direct and put out into the field, or do you interact with other agencies, or how does it work?
So my position is what makes creates presence in the community. So I Great. Make people aware of who we are. I have other people such as our brokers who we create partnerships with, and they're licensed for a reason. They've gone through all this, you know, so there's a lot of legalities and, mm-hmm. and things that need to be followed to make sure that you're properly taken care of. And it can be very confusing for a senior, especially when we can be bombarded with calls as when we're all heading in that direction. So we want to make sure
we're all aging.
Yes. We want to make sure that we're as healthy as possible and know that we can always make a change. A small change will create large results, mm-hmm. as minimal as you might think. So I really believe in that. That's something I really preach about that. And that's from personal experience. And as well as just creating an environment of trust so that I make myself readily available to anyone who I interact with, regardless of if they're going to be a member of our plan, because I want them to be honestly guided with, you know, with truth and being respected. Seniors are seniors, you know, and they've put in some time. And a lot of us, you know, through our life situations, have different personalities, and we want to be respectful and treat people as best as possible and with honesty. So I make that very much a point when I'm out in the community. But just a big fact is that when you're turning 65, you want to enroll in Medicare, because the government will not just make a blind eye, or turn a blind eye, if that's the way to say it, on the fact that you didn't enroll on time for Medicare, at least for the part that you that you're able to enroll to at 65, because they will penalize you.
Yeah, so it's not automatic. You have to take some steps at 65 to be able to actually enroll. And if you don't do that, there might be some penalties that come with that. So it's almost a little bit similar to taxes. It's up to you to do your part, but there are plenty of people and experts available to help navigate and help plan for that. So I guess the biggest thing to know is no need to be afraid. Lots of places to go, including Alignment Health, or if people want to be able to find out more, is there a website or a phone number that they might be able to check in with?
Yes, they can go to alignmenthealth.com.
Okay, and it's alignment, A-L-I-G-N-M-E-N-T, health.com.
Yes, and or they're I'm happy to, you know, to answer any questions or connect them, direct them in the right direction.
Okay.
And I put myself in front of whoever I'm connecting you to.
So wonderful.
As a, you know, to make sure that you're being treated properly, obviously, and with full honesty. And my number for alignment is 520-732-6088. And you can call or text me with any questions you might have. And I'm happy to just give you some information, whatever is in my ability, I will help you do that.
That's so great, and thank you. And again, also, you're fully bilingual, so you're able to answer those questions in English or in Spanish, and be able to connect people to whatever department or agency or division that they may need. So mm-hmm. in short, you're able to help folks navigate, and that's just a big part of the, you know, at the top of the hour, you spoke about your personal attention to transformation and to working with other people who help motivate or help provide clarity with some of these really big issues. So it sounds like you're doing that even in your day job, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Let's switch real quickly for a moment, give a little teaser to our listeners before we go on our next break. I'd love to give some attention to the fact that helping folks in transformation, helping folks navigate ups and downs of wellness, but also just life, whether that's career, education, family issues, or whatever, comes can come heavy sometimes and can come quickly, unexpectedly. And there are a lot of organizations that are standing at the ready to provide services, not only to maybe proactively navigate some of those things, but to provide services when there is trouble or crisis. And many, many of them. But one of them, I believe you serve on the board with Interfaith Community Services?
I do not serve on the board. Okay. However, I'm very familiar with the organization. There was a point I was going to be running their food pantry, which was going to be opening in the South area. Since then, there's been a lot of transitions and changes. But Interfaith Community Services is a great resource for all spectrums. They help families, women. They have a women's scholars program. They have a senior citizen program. They have a job, help people seek with jobs. They have a food pantry and they have a mobile food pantry. So looking online, they have different sites that you can go and get from their food pantry that is distributed throughout the city. But that is one of the resources that I definitely recommend.
Wonderful. Well, we'll talk more about that when we get back from our next break. You're listening to Rainmakers, KVOI, The Voice.
You can follow along on Facebook or YouTube. Facebook, 1030 The Voice is the channel. YouTube, 1030 The Voice is also the channel. You can watch and see your voice even in the middle of summer in Tucson. And we'll be right back right after the news.
And we're back after a break for our second half hour in our first hour segment on Rainmakers. This is your host, Lydia Aranda, and we have in studio with us this morning, Gabriela Noriega. Gabriela, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Buenos días, Tucson.
We are excited. And of course, Matt Neely behind the screen, keeping it all rolling and playing some groovy tunes, just like Pick Up the Pieces by Average White Band. And that's so apropos because we are talking this morning about resources available, particularly to seniors through the Alignment Health Plan. And Gabriela, in her role as community outreach for Pima County, Santa Cruz County, and also interacting with Maricopa County, lots and lots of pieces to health.
Yes. As you were mentioning earlier about the changes in just people who have access, for example, budget is very important. A lot of seniors are either independent or not. They have to, you know, rely on family. And a lot of times they don't want to be a burden to their family or create any stress. And so it leaves them without the ability, sometimes the communication, just to not be a stress to a caregiver sometimes.
Right.
And so there are different perks and there are differences to every plan, but Alignment is a Medicare Advantage plan. So it's basically, it takes over what original Medicare would do, which is the hospital, the doctor. It's an umbrella, so to speak, that it takes care of that. But it also offers perks like the dental, vision, hearing.
So important, those three things that we don't get enough attention to, I think, just generally speaking, but particularly when we're older, vision needs are different, hearing needs are different, dental needs are very, very different, and often something that's not always talked about or included with medical plans.
Right, and we offer all of those. The prescription drug benefit, a lot of people have to add that if they're on Medicare. There's also the perks, like we offer a gym membership that gives them access to several gyms. You don't have to stick to one brand of gym necessarily. It has a network of gyms that you can visit.
So the benefits help cover the membership fees. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's included.
And probably gives a lot more access for socialization as we age. As part of our, you know, exercise isn't just about the physical activity, but we really get stimulated if we can find a friend or other folks or classes, you know, where we can socialize a little bit in our exercising.
Yes, definitely. As well as OTC benefits is another benefit that comes from this plan and others.
OTC being over-the-counter.
Yes.
Standing for some of those sundries, some of those products and vitamins or Band-Aids or special shampoos or maybe even those devices that help seniors get, or anyone get in and out of the tub more safely, you know, those handles that you have to put. So things like that, is that kind of what it covers?
A lot of it is that are those things. And then sometimes there's a grocery benefit depending on the plan that you're on. And also we have for things like a pest control. If we find that a senior has a need, sometimes because of their income, or, you know, just their space is not well, and they have some kind of pest control issue, that is a benefit that's rare.
I am going to imagine that most, that's going to be an aha to lots of people. I did not know that
that
is included.
Yeah, can happen.
Bed bugs can happen. And sometimes for no reason of not keeping your home clean, but if you've gone on a trip and they get in your luggage and you bring them home on accident or unaware, mm-hmm. not even on accident, but just completely unaware, that has to be dealt with. So, wow, that's a great benefit.
Pet benefits, we offer pet boarding or pet sitting.
Nice.
If the person, well, for medical reasons, you can't go on a cruise and have your baby.
Yes, you can't just be for fun to watch Fido, but things that are might be needed for the pet.
I met a realtor once who, when I was sharing the benefits on her plan, she said her mom had been picked up by the ambulance and they took the dog with them in the ambulance.
Oh.
Fortunately, and they had the dog at the emergency room holding until they arrived, but it can create some tension
sure.
on who's taking care of the pet. And we don't want somebody to go not going to a doctor appointment or for a treatment because they're concerned about their pet, which in
right.
many cases is their main companion.
Right.
You know? So those are very unique perks to our plan.
Well, and they make sense for, again, whole. I use the phrase often and have heard this from other colleagues that when we look at the assessment of what the needs of someone in an individual or a family are, in other words, a household, we have to look at the whole household mm-hmm. and provide whole family or whole household resilience. Mm-hmm. And part of that means, you know, looking at these other aspects. So it sounds like alignment certainly is taking the right kind of look, and that Medicare Advantage plans in general are offering a lot more than maybe people might be aware.
Oh, definitely. Every plan is different in its way, but I always encourage people to give themselves the opportunity. It does not mean, I'm going to express this as highly as I can, it does not mean you're making a change by speaking to someone about the plan.
No, it means you're just inquiring
right.
and finding out the kind of a compare and contrast. So you're doing your due diligence mm-hmm. The same way you would if you were purchasing a car or any other service. You know, you look up, you speak to people, you find out the details, you lay it out and see what's best for you.
Yeah, and you tweak it.
So no pressure is
right.
what you're saying.
Exactly. It's more being aware. You might find, even if this plan isn't what fits for you, the one that you have, there's things you're not taking full advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much to know about it, but I always create that space for people to ask me or to connect them to people that we call our trusted either brokers. We have an agent as well who is Vincent. And if nothing else, when you are an alignment member, you have access to me anywhere because I'm, you know, providing just resources and support. And the city of Tucson, I have to say, has great services for the seniors with their senior centers that I'm involved in.
Wonderful.
Just have to say that.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate the shout out, and we do see an awful lot of that. And where we look to also provide information is for folks who may be in the outlying areas. So Santa Cruz County, I'm sure, has unique services that can help some of the communities that are far and wide, you know, from Tubac all the way to Patagonia, down to Nogales and some of the areas.
So Rio Rico.
And Rio Rico.
Shout out to Oscar, who is a retired sheriff.
Yes.
He was, and he runs the Rio Rico Community Center, just a local hero and serving the community, and the seniors there have a wonderful, they meet on Fridays, so, but they know me. So
good. Well, it sounds like I'm sure they're going to be welcoming you with extra shouts and hugs next time you're down there for the shout out. I was going to ask you a question. It's escaping me right now, but you brought up, I think it had to do with when you were talking about getting the information and finding out what's necessary. And you mentioned that there's even a grocery perk with the Medicare Advantage plan, some of the extra perks that are available. And I think in this day and age when food prices can be much more, you know, much higher than expected, or maybe much higher than what folks are used to, not everything has to be provided through a government program. These private programs or these insurance programs, like you said, Alignment Healthcare and Medicare, you know, there's a relationship to government, but it is not, you don't have to be down and out to be able to pick up on these pieces. And I think the distinction that I'm trying to make there is to help inform people that just because you're using a benefit, you know, you've earned that, you've paid for that, and that benefit should be available to you. The same way that for folks who need that bridge with something like SNAP, the nutrition program, or food assistance program, or school lunches, or other kinds of things that are provided for many different age groups throughout our community. All of it is so very important, and we need to continue to advocate to make those services available when people need them.
Yes. Actually, when you mentioned that with our benefits, it has directly to do with the way the model of care that the company offers that's able to give benefits. The robust benefits that we're able to offer, like those unique perks. And the model of care helps create people, reduce the incidence of hospitalization. And in saving those funds, it's able to put that back into the benefits that the plan offers.
And isn't that great, you know, to be able to not use up more money than needed so that it's available when other services are needed. Yes. We're getting ready to go into our next break. Gabriela, thank you so much for continuing to inform us. You're listening to Rainmakers on Monday, and we'll be back. Thank you, Matt. We are back at Rainmakers. I'm your host, Lydia Aranda. And for this first segment, we've been talking with, here in studio, Gabriela Noriega, who is the Community Outreach Manager? Director.
Coordinator
for Alignment Health Plan all across Pima County, Santa Cruz County, and also the great Maricopa County, which is quite a large area to cover, all three of those counties. Gabriela, it's been so great to have you on. And I'm going to do a shout out because one of our guests for our second hour is already online, Michelle Keller. Michelle, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, good morning.
It's nice to have you on, and I know that we're going to be speaking about a lot of aspects of behavioral health, and it's just a great transition with Gabriela this morning, who's been talking about the opportunities to take advantage of benefits through the Medicare plan of Alignment Health Plan. And right before the break and before we end this first hour, Gabriela, let's remind callers about the fact that there are so many benefits, that it is not, there's no problem with seeking information even without changing a plan. It's fine to just contact you or others, or to get engaged in some of the activities that you have in your community outreach to find out more and make sure that people over 65 have all of the aspects that they can, including pet care and maybe grocery benefit, activity and exercise benefit, over-the-counter benefit, all these things that help not only with our physical health, but our mental and behavioral well-being as well. So let's let folks know one more time how to get in touch with you. I think you shared a phone number earlier. Yes. Of how people might call you directly with any question.
Yes, my number is 520-732-6088. And of course, yes, remember
October is the time where people need to enroll, so it's a good idea for them to start thinking about it now, even though it's only July.
Right, you start preparing, getting to know the plan, people like me that work directly for the plan, October 15th mm-hmm. through December 7th, but you want to familiarized ahead of time, that way you develop, maybe you have a broker that is contracted with us and they can give you information. The plans change a little bit every year, okay? So that is something you want to be aware of, but also consider things that you might not be necessarily enjoying about your plan, or something that's a concern. And that's something you want to really look into, because it's a balancing act. Some people need the dental, like we were mentioning, some people need other benefits that are, you know, it just depends on what each person needs.
Well, and like the old adage says, there's no such thing as a dumb question. It's better to ask and get clarity. And guess what? Even if you've already asked, it's just fine to ask again.
Exactly.
We were speaking a little bit about weather, and sometimes weather can affect folks in their how they feel. They can affect bones and joints and things like that, but also just kind of be daunting. Some folks have a harder time when there's lots of thunder and lightning, or maybe their pets are getting afraid and it causes anxiety in the house. And when we talked to Michelle Moore, but Michelle, I'm so glad that you're on. I don't know if you heard earlier, but Gabriela was giving a great shout out to the city of Tucson for a lot of the services they have, including for seniors at the senior centers. That's her aspect. And you do so much work with community safety and health awareness and wellness, CASHU, with your team, but you focus particularly on the unhoused, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the unhoused and the addicted, mental health also.
So all of those create specific needs, and it's not cookie cutter. While there may be broad spectrum of approaches that work for a good majority of people, there are also a lot of tailored needs that can help people with very specific circumstances, whether they are aged or they are facing addiction or other challenges, and whether then with all of that, they are either unhoused or maybe at risk of being unhoused. So that requires a different kind of attention and being out in the field. And Michelle, I think that's what you and your team focus on a daily basis.
Correct, yeah. And then there is, so there's different entities within the building I work in. And some work on, you know, the housing aspect for when we do get vouchers and are able to get people housed.
Wonderful. Well, I know that we're going to do a deeper dive in that as we continue to talk. And Gabriela, I know that you'll be leaving us as this first hour wraps up. But again, I want to thank you for joining Rainmakers. And we are trying to make it rain literally because we love, our earth needs the water, our plants need the water here in the Sonoran Desert. We really welcome the rain. But you're also making it rain by way of resources, information, and just assistance and guidance through Alignment Health Plan. But also just in general with your work with so many community organizations and fellow colleagues in the field. Thank you so much for being here this morning. And any last shout out besides for people to find out what they need and start planning now for October enrollment?
Well, make sure you get your seniors and make sure that they're being plugged into the community. There's a lot of resources at the different senior centers, and you'll probably find me at one of them because I'm very involved in them, and I like to, maybe they'll go and try some singing because I do the karaoke at several of the senior centers.
Well, the challenge is on. Matt, I think we're all going to have to go do a visit. So with that, I want to thank you again. You've been listening to Rainmakers and Gabriela Inigo Noriega with Alignment Health Plan. And already on the line for our next hour, we've got Michelle Keller, and we will also have Chana Quesada. So stay tuned for our second hour of Rainmakers.
And you wonder when you're going to see Lydia again? Well, in just a few minutes, right after the news at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. The Morning Voice will be right back. And once again, you can follow us along. You can follow along with us on Facebook, 1030 The Voice is the page, or YouTube. Go to the 1030 The Voice channel. And we're there, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Good morning. We're back for our second hour on Rainmakers, the Monday segment of the Morning Voice Positive Talk Radio here on 1030 The Voice. Matt Neely behind the screen keeping us going and playing the good tunes and also making sure that we have those headlines. Some of them a little sad or troubling. Others are just about weather. What are you going to do, Matt? You know, weather is weather, but we keep hoping our Rainmakers juju really makes makes that water fall.
The name has to mean something, doesn't it?
It has to. And I'm so excited about the news of our new citizens, especially here in Southern Arizona. That's so exciting. Had to have been, I'm sure, lots of laughs and tears of joy as we bring more folks into our country and they officially become eligible to vote and share their voice.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot's been going on lately. Our first segment was full of a lot of great information about how to provide more information. We had Gabriela Noriega speaking about the Alignment Health Plan, the Medicare Advantage, and really the added perks that I think are always so informative to folks who maybe forget that, or maybe just don't even know that they're, that with certain health plans are added services. And that really helps stretch a dollar because, you know, budgets are already tough. We've had a lot of conversations for the first half of 2025 about budgets and the impacts that are happening, particularly to health and wellness in our rural and outlying areas. What do you think about that?
Lydia, I know that that's a real popular, a really important topic for you. So I know that's one of those issues that you really latch on to. Mm-hmm. And I know that just last week, I think you talked about partnerships for improving health healthcare in rural southeastern Arizona.
That's right.
Yeah. So I know that's near and dear to your heart. You know, all those partnerships, and you've spoken with January before from Children's Action Alliance. Mm-hmm. So I know that Children's Action Alliance is an organization that you feel that does a lot of really good work in terms of community partnerships in helping to get healthcare to people in southeastern Arizona. And of course, wellness is, you know, if you can, the more you can do with, the better you can improve wellness, it opens up all sorts of other areas of your life.
It really does. And you're right. We've been really blessed to have a lot of different partners come on over the weeks and months now that we've had Rainmakers going. And the Children's Action Alliance has certainly been one of those. And you're right. Last week, we were blessed to have, it was really fun, actually, very informative as well, to have both the Arizona Community Foundation and Chiricahua Community Health Centers on our show, and they were speaking about really the good things going on in Southeast Arizona, in Cochise County in particular, with rural health, as well as how they are joining with statewide organizations like the Children's Action Alliance. And I know that really the Southern Arizona, you know, the children, the families, the health workers, and even the doctors are very grateful for those advocacy groups like those led by January Contreras and the Children's Action Alliance. And one of the things that I recall that has been really helpful over the last couple of years is January's start of the Families First Forum, which is bringing all kind of different nonprofits and groups from our urban and outlying areas together to be able to collaborate and are really strengthening the ties and protecting healthcare access for all. And I think when we do that, we see that the economy in general is also supported from a number of ways.
Well, and you look at some of the challenges that we've had, especially in Green Valley, where they did 10 years ago probably open up a nice new hospital, mm-hmm. but they've had trouble keeping it going, right? And so it's closed,
right.
And
they shut down very suddenly, 2.5 years ago.
I think they found a buyer for it, but I think it's going to be more like medical offices. I think they could not thread that needle right to get another hospital. Meanwhile, out in Santa, outside of Sierra Vista to the east of town there, there's mm-hmm. a very nice community hospital there. So,
yep.
You know, you're seeing areas where they're trying to make this all work, but there are different challenges.
It seems like just when they get going, then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, but we're going to take that money away. And so it forces all of us to be, and I'm going to use this word in the most positive way, a little bit scrappy. We need to figure out when we come together.
Well, you
got to
figure out what your mission is, right?
Exactly.
You have to figure out because, okay, maybe you can't be a level one trauma center, but if you're close enough to transport somebody there by a helicopter, maybe you can concentrate on other things. So you have to figure out how to serve the area that you're at.
That's right.
And make it work economically as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, well, continuing on that theme of serving those in need, and I think building on community health and wellness, our next guest for this second segment, are also very focused in the medical and behavioral health space. And I think I said at the top of the show that July is known among many things, National Peach Month, National Sewing Month, certainly Independence, but also BIPOC, which is Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's also National Hemp Month. So lots of things going on there. And my next two guests, who we're going to speak with this second hour, are both experts in rural and outdoor health, safety, and wellness, and best practices for the unhoused and those experiencing behavioral health challenges. We've got Michelle Keller on the line, and she is with the City of Tucson in their Community Safety, Health, and Wellness Space, otherwise known as CASHU. Michelle, we talked a little bit before the break. Thanks again for being here on the phone. So glad to have you.
Hi. You're welcome, of course.
And I think, I don't know if she's on quite yet, but I know later in the hour we're going to have Chana Quesada join us and talk a little bit about a women's wellness event that's coming up together with Tonotam and Pascua Yaqui and other kinds of attentions. And she's calling that Wind Changers is what I understand. But before we get there, Michelle, you have a very strong background, not only with your years of service with City of Tucson, which you're doing now, but you have many years, I'm going to say almost 20 years in the space of being in mental health and behavioral health field, formerly a senior instructional specialist with the University of Arizona College of Medicine, and lots of other work. Tell us a little bit about you and about why you have this focus. What's driven you to be there?
Well, at a very young age, actually 13, I found myself getting caught up in the life of addiction. And I stayed in that lifestyle for 22, 23 years. It also took me to the life of incarceration, not once, not twice, but three times, actually. And I even had a son that was born in prison. And I wanted to be there to help somebody. I wanted to be able to give back. There were people in my life that took care of my kids while I was out there in the streets. And there was people that planted some seeds within me on my journey and to help me start a whole new path. And the last time incarceration, I was like, I'm done. And I knew I was never going to go back.
Well, it sounds like you really dug deep and found strength in yourself through all of those experiences. But I love hearing that you are, and I know that you've done it because I see, you know, through your bio and through other people and colleagues that we have in common, that you really walk the talk. You are definitely working hard, not only to keep on the path that you have found and established for yourself through your own hard work and your dedication, but that you are working with others to help them, find the resources that they need, find out the information, you know, help provide clarity, but also then do the hard work of kind of keeping folks moving and being an advocate. My understanding, too, is that you serve, I've heard you speak in the past about serving on the board of directors for Second Chance Tucson, which sounds like a phenomenal group that also is working exactly in the spaces that you're talking about. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that mission.
So I started with Safety and Justice.
Okay.
And that was during right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the MacArthur grant. So I was on that. And then COVID hit. And we were trying to do things, you know, via Zoom as everybody was. And then I got a call and just asked if I would like to be part of the board for Second Chance Tucson. Second Chance Tucson, like in August, will be having their job fair. Where they have employers come and hire people with a felony background. They help them with resumes and provide other resources for them.
That's fantastic. You know, everybody who is wanting and willing to work should be able to have a pathway to doing so because it not only does some of the obvious, you know, provides us some means of income and ways to provide for ourselves, but it also provides really important professional socialization, you know, career socialization, folks not only using their own experience and expertise, but also, and whatever skills they may and talents they may already have, but really finding a way to hone them and tighten them and strengthen them and learn new skills. And it sounds like Second Chance is making that possible. My understanding is that Second Chance was founded quite some time ago, right? And not only is under the leadership of Charles Pyle, who is a former judge, but also pulls from other folks who come out of the justice system and also municipalities, and just knowing a lot about public service that way.
Correct, yes. And on our board, we have like Andy Silverman, who helps restorative rights. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. And then there's a couple of us, too, that have our lived experience that are on the board, too.
That's great. I mean, economic security, reentry, I think is one of your director's strengths. Also, Kenny Curiel and just so many different people. But so tell me a little bit more about, well, actually, we're about to go into break, so I'm going to just hold that question until we come back from our commercial breaks. And Michelle, thanks for being on the line with us. You're listening to Rainmakers on KVOI The Voice.
Morning Voice will be right back. Don't forget, you can follow along on Facebook. 1030 The Voice is the page. Be sure to hit the like and follow button, and you can do the same thing over at 1030 The Voice on YouTube.
And we're back. This is Rainmakers. We're listening to Little George Benson and Breezin. Thanks, Matt Neely. I love that tune. And it makes me think about breezes that might come during this monsoon season. We're hoping for that.
We remain hopeful.
We remain hopeful, crossing our fingers. This morning, Monday, July 7th, already July 7th, we've been speaking this morning with folks who basically are advocating for others, advocating for seniors. We had Gabriela Inigo Noriega with Alignment Health Plan, which is a Medicare Advantage plan for seniors. And she provides a great resource by being the community outreach coordinator all across Santa Cruz County, Pima County, and Maricopa County. And now we've been speaking with Michelle Keller. And Michelle has a very interesting background, has traversed many systems in our community through her own experience and her own trials and tribulations that she's overcome and now is giving back with her work. Currently, she works with the City of Tucson in Community Safety, Health, and Wellness Program, fondly known or casually known as the CASHU, which centers on meeting the needs of Tucson's with the right work in the right hands. That's kind of the mission there. And this is out of the city manager's office. Michelle, thanks for being here. I want to give some attention to the fact, for those who may not know about Community Safety, Health, and Wellness, that this division is the city manager's office goal of providing a civilian response to the non-emergency and low acuity calls that are coming in, sometimes to the 911 call, and trying to handle them without using those emergency resources or law enforcement first responders, but instead a civilian response with teams that go out in the field, trying to deal with these complex social services needs, mental health, substance abuse, homelessness, but also coordinating internally across other city departments and working out in community with nonprofits and other community orgs. Do I have that right? Is that what CASHU is doing?
Yes, that is correct. Instead of using the 911, actually we have a 311 number.
Isn't that fantastic? Folks need to know a little bit more about that, I think, than they, a few know, but I think they forget and go automatically to 911. We need to keep reminding them.
Yes. And what I love about 311 is that when you call, and let's say you have an encampment or you own a business, own a home, or you have concerns regarding somebody, even yourself, you can call 311 mm-hmm. and they can help provide you with resources, get you connected. If it's an encampment, they'll call, and then they send out, the city of Tucson will go out, clean up the area, provide those individuals resources, try and get them into shelters. And just hope.
I think providing hope is really important.
It's
a really important aspect. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Say that again.
No, you're fine. No, just that hope that they want to utilize the services that are being, you know, provided for them.
Sure. Well, and just that communication, you know, a 911 call is really for dire emergency, life and death. Something is needed right now, you know, kind of no questions asked, need the help. And 311 allows folks to deal with some of these issues that are, that while they are equally important, they don't have the immediate urgency. There's something that maybe it's a longer conversation. It is, people can take the time to really navigate some other preliminary questions, maybe even hand off calls in a warm way to other organizations, or really, really kind of inform. And that part, I think, is so crucial, because it does take a lot of time and it takes a lot more knowledge and experience. You certainly bring a wealth of knowledge and experience, not only in your formal career and professional side, but in your lived experience, having gone through, as you shared with us earlier, having gone through addiction, having gone through incarceration, having to be a mother while incarcerated, and then coming out and re-navigating the world, relearning the system. Sounds like you are just such a natural teacher at heart.
Thank you. Yeah, I want people to know that there is hope out there, and that they don't have to continue living this path. I know what it feels like when you just feel like, this is all I know, this is all I can do, but it's not. And there's so many resources out there that can help.
That's so great to have somebody like you helping navigate that. And coalition building is really important. Not, you know, each division or each department or each agency can't do this alone. We need to find ways to continue to collaborate. And whether that's being an advocate for the kinds of budgeting and programs like Matt and I and others in the previous months and weeks have been talking about, things like SNAP and food assistance or Medicaid, to be able to have access to affordable health care. You know, even while working, maybe we're not working enough. Even if we're earning, maybe we're not earning enough to be able to cover those kinds of services. And then other things like during crisis or right before a crisis, how can we help prevent a crisis by taking advantage of these? I want to bring some attention really quickly to maybe learning a little bit more. One thing I learned about you, Michelle, is you have been very much the focus of a PBS documentary. And that brought attention to the prison policy initiatives and other things, being a mother. Tell us about that. How might people learn more about that documentary?
That was a documentary about me giving back, basically. I'm going to cry. So my kids went through foster care. And I was able to get them back, or else they went to family. And when I got out, they told me I could never do it. And I was like, no, you're wrong. And so I ended up fostering 7 kids.
Wow.
And found, you know, a sibling pair, a forever home. I adopted 3 of the girls. And I'm still like in contact with the other ones that I've fostered.
That's fantastic. In fact, I have been familiar with you adopting one. I remember seeing an article that actually showed you and that child in the hearing, in the court proceeding, where you were given the adoption, and the excitement was just overwhelming. You guys were cheering and hugging, but I didn't realize that you have fostered so many others as well. That's fantastic, and it shows that even if people say, no, it'll never happen, things are possible and you can turn your life around. And what a fabulous story, and thank you for sharing that. I know that opens up an awful lot, and I hope that people will go find that PBS documentary and take a look at it and learn a little bit more. If folks want to get in touch with you said 211 is one way of finding out getting help from CASHU. Is that, are there other ways that people can find out or reach out to you for help?
So the number is 311.
I'm sorry, 311. Excuse me, 211 is state agencies.
Resources. Yes.
Sorry. 311 is the way to get the non-emergency but important help that people need.
Yes, yes. I can give them my phone number. I don't mind. It is 520-738-1101.
And that gets into the cashew office and into maybe even your desk?
Yes. It goes straight to me. Yes.
Wonderful.
I also wanted to share quickly that the city does also have cooling centers for individuals.
That's so important, especially right now. Please, yes.
Yes. Yes. We have six of them. And just real quickly, it's the Donna Ligon Center, the El Pueblo Center, the Fred Archer Center, Freedom Center, Udall Center, and the Randolph Center. But then also Pima County has libraries designated for heat respite locations also.
Wonderful. We during any time, and we're about to go to break really quickly, but people need to know that they have a place where they can cool down. So if you'll hold with me, I know that we're taking another commercial break. And Michelle, appreciate you being on. And I think we've also got Shauna coming on the line when we get back from this commercial. Stay tuned. You're listening to Rainmakers. And we're back for our last segment, our last half hour segment, I should say, here at Rainmakers this wonderful Monday morning, July 7th. And we've been speaking this morning about resources available to community, to seniors, to the unhoused, to folks maybe experiencing a crisis or right before they're getting a crisis where they know they want to reach out and get some help. Whether that is with behavioral health issues, addiction issues, or maybe just being at risk of being unhoused, they want to know where to go. Michelle Keller has been speaking with us. She's with the City of Tucson Community Safety, Health, and Wellness, or CASHU, Division. Michelle, right before the break, we were talking about the very important cooling stations that are available all around the City of Tucson. And I would imagine that in the wintertime, those are available for folks to get to step out of the cold as well. But right now, it is so hot outside. People need hydration. They need to cool off. I'm so glad that you brought that up. And I wonder if you might tell us a little bit more about what folks might do at some of these centers.
So there is a hot meal provided.
Nice.
And, at least at the one on El Pueblo. There's a hot meal provided, of course, water, hydration packets, and then we give them some food to take with them.
That's great, and it just gives everybody that break that they might need to get reacclimated. And I'm going to imagine that also questions could be answered there if folks need to know about finding out about other services as well. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm usually there. And like the one at El Pueblo, mm-hmm. it's open Tuesday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, wonderful. At the hottest times.
Of the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Gosh, thank you so much for all you do. I know we have another guest on the line. Chana Quesada, are you there?
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And I have to say, I don't know if Michelle, you and Shauna know each other, but I hope through this you'll get to know each other a little bit better. I think we all have several mutual colleagues and friends, and you're both doing such great work out in community. Shauna, thank you for joining us. One of the things that I'm hoping we might be able to tell our listeners, give them a little bit of information about, and then maybe do another segment with both of you again. Chana, you're the co-founder of a new Wind Changers Women's Gathering event that's going to be taking place later this fall here in Southern Arizona and in the Tucson area. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And, I'm not the co-founder, I'm the founder.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You're fine. It is the first annual Wind Changers Women's Gathering, which the dates are November 7th and 8th, 2025, mm-hmm. which is a Friday and a Saturday. It's going to be an overnight camp, which is going to have geared towards women and their families, a reunification of Indigenous women to regain identity in today's world. The purpose is to come share share your story, share your strength, share your hope, provide light for others, prayer for your family, for your people, for your nation, for your tribe, and just to be powerhouses in the world today. So that's the goal.
That is so great and so needed. I think everybody needs some sort of experience and an invitation to be able to come and gather with others where they can not only, like you said, storytelling is so powerful. We just heard Michelle's story and we've heard other people's stories on this show that really provide inspiration for others, but also it provides a space where in the sharing of stories, you gather information and strength from others who maybe have walked a similar path or have some sort of resource or opportunity to share that gives you a little bit of motivation and hope yourself and kind of build strength. It seems to me that you've been in that kind of work for a while. You yourself are also a former or current behavioral health technician. You know, you've worked in that space for an awful long time. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
It's so good.
So I have, on June 22nd, I got 7 years of sobriety time. And thank you. All of the things as far as like behavioral health, as far as housing, homelessness, addiction, all the barriers that come with that as well. It's definitely a struggle, but it's definitely a choice as well. I have a choice to, do something different or change my life. And surround myself with people whose lives I want to like go towards. Mm-hmm. And that all has to happen from within. Nobody can do it for me. And I have to learn how to do it myself. I had to drop all the way to the bottom of the barrel and crawl out by myself. And it's not easy. And sometimes it feels like the world is against you. But for me, I've worked in behavioral health for 13 years, from rehabs, inpatient, outpatient, Kodak, Hope, Cope, another place in Nevada, Spirit Healing House here in Tucson. And as a behavioral health tech, as a case manager, transportation, peer support, all of the things. I worked in all the areas. But it's also like I want to hear experience. If I'm going to learn something new, I want to know that it works. The addict is not really persuasive unless they can actually see that where you came from and what you turned into.
Right.
And some people will look at that and be like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. And it's just the experience that comes with that. And a lot of it is life, just life, period.
Yes, life does have different pathways, and sometimes we have choices of the path we can take. Other times, situations are out of our control, but we still need to deal with them. And I heard a phrase recently that's kind of an old phrase, but it reminded me that sometimes the way out is through, which means, you gotta pull up your bootstraps and just power through. And like you said, no one can do it for us. We have to do these things ourselves. But as Michelle also said, we don't have to do them alone, meaning that there are others around us who have walked the path. Both of you have been speaking to the motivation of seeing others succeed or seeing others struggle and then succeed can be a very powerful motivator and reminder that we can do it. And maybe give us that little extra energy or that little extra bit of confidence. I know that here at Rainmakers, we often get to speak with nonprofits or other community agencies or organizations who are providing an awful lot in programming, in initiatives, even in financial resources. But everybody is talking about how they can do this better if we do it together. And so that coalition building, excuse me, my allergies got to me there. Pardon me. But in being able to do this together, we really build up our strength. And Michelle and Chana, you both are really making this happen for a lot of folks. Michelle, I wonder, is City of Tucson, do they provide, or in the programs that you're working in, and maybe it's not the city proper, but maybe you and your colleagues, are you finding that there are opportunities to get together with people like Chana and groups or events like the Wind Changers Women's Gathering that's coming up this November?
Yes, we do a lot of resource fairs. Either the city does or other individuals will do resource fairs, and we're always connecting.
That's wonderful. And Chana, as the founder of this new initiative, I'm sure not only you're hoping that, or I'm sure you're already focused on the fact that it's going to be a wonderful success this November. Is this something that you're thinking about turning into maybe an annual event?
Most definitely. I feel like this is much needed in not just in the indigenous communities, but as our surrounding communities as well, where I'm not in a lot of circles, but like I haven't heard of a women's gathering for healing or for purpose of any kind of nature taking place. And this this event was like completely spiritually guided to, you know, to happen. And we do hope to have it continue throughout the year for the women to gather and lift up each other and rebuild each other in those times.
That's fantastic. And I understand, Chana, that you are also very much on the speaker circuit, that that groups or individuals invite you to come speak to their classes, their groups, their organizations, on not only your own journey, but really on what you're doing with this kind of spiritual healing, women's healing, strength building, and spiritual circles. Can folks reach out to you if they would like to hear or invite you to speak to them?
Sure, absolutely.
And where might they find you? Are you available on Facebook or phone number or an email address? Or do they find you through some other way?
I just have a phone number right now. My phone number and email address? Yep. Okay. But yeah, that's how you can get a hold of me.
Okay. And what phone number would you like to share with our listeners if they want to learn more?
Area code is 702. The number is 501-1865.
Okay, so listeners, now you know. If you want to get more from Chana Quesada, she's available at 702-501-1865. And Michelle Keller at City of Tucson Community Safety, Health, and Wellness provided her direct number, which is also 520-738-1101. Michelle, tell us about, and perhaps besides right now, the cooling stations are so important, but before we go to our last break, tell us where people might find out more about upcoming events.
You could either go to the Tucson City website or they could go to azpm.org.
Great. azpm.org is such a great resource. We're going to a commercial break, so we will be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Rainmakers. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. So we are back again for this last part of our Monday, July 7th show. We were listening to You Are the Sunshine of My Life, a great song by the great Stevie Wonder. And I think very apropos, because the ladies we've been speaking with today are all shining a lot of light on community and on individuals. And I want to thank them for being my guests. We still have Michelle Keller from City of Tucson and Chana Quesada with the Wind Changers Women's Gathering, which is a new event that she has founded. Chana, you were speaking a little bit about the drive that had put you toward wanting to create this event and have it available for women to find fellowship amongst each other, spiritual guidance, and also story sharing. And I wonder if you might share, I know that in some of the information that you've given me about this event, it sounds like an awful lot of nations, Native nations, Indigenous nations are going to be represented with the speakers there in early November. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So, we have invited women speakers from the Yavapai Apache Nation, from the Navajo Nation, from the Salt River Pima Nation, Gila River Nation, Tohono, and the Yaqui Nation. So they will be telling their stories throughout the day. It's going to be like a one-day event on Saturday where everything will happen. like speaker after speaker, and then like lunch, and then icebreakers and stuff like that, just to keep it going. And I think that it's powerful for sisters to see other sisters in success.
Absolutely.
And not only just like within life in general, but going back to their culture as well. A lot of our teachings come from the World Variety movement that I've done my 12 steps in. And it reconnected me to my spirituality, to my culture, to my traditions. And so that's what we will be doing there. One of the girls will be teaching a medicine wheel. We'll have a medicine wheel teaching, I'm sorry.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, to her discretion, I had just talked with her this weekend. She's excited. There's going to be groups of women. From what I'm hearing, there's going to be groups of women from everywhere.
Oh, how wonderful.
I know. It's going to be really awesome with different nations representing their tribes here to show that it can be done. The reservation I come from, there's a lot of alcoholism, and right now there's a lot of drug use, and it's hard to see hope sometimes. I was in the reservation until I was 11 years old, and then I grew up all over everywhere else. Mm-hmm. But I always looked for somebody to relate to, somebody that walked my walk and had my same story, so that I can see that she came from where I came from, but she's doing something different. She's not on the reservation. She's not drinking. She's not doing drugs. She has her babies. You know, those kinds of things that are real situations and real life events that happen on a daily basis.
Well, and they change the narrative, it sounds like, not only of what people, what path they are going along and thinking they might not be able to change, but they're able to have the transformation by their own hard work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, for me, that's one of the best things, is to see somebody walk in these like recovery spaces with maybe 24 hours sober, a week sober, and then the progression of them as they become who they are, who they're supposed to be in the world. It's like a flower unfolding, and you get to watch this and nurture it and help this person have their life back. And it's one of the most rewarding things of like being in this field and working in the places that I work at.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I can hear your enthusiasm and your dedication. We're getting ready to close out the show, but this has been a wonderful first Monday of July, July 7th, here on Rainmakers, which is part of the Monday segment, part of the weekly The Morning Voice Positive Talk Radio. I want to thank Michelle Keller, City of Tucson, and Chana Quesada with Wind Changes Women's Gathering. And for Matt Neely, keeping us going every single day. And thank you so much for listening to KVOI, The Voice, and The Morning Voice. If you have questions, want to learn more, please check us out. Let us know. We'll get you the information you need. Have a great Monday.